Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
There was rumors going around that they were going to kill us, and there was going to be a bomb in our house, and it was going to blow it up, and all kind of stories started coming out. Now I got to defend my dad in school when everybody else is saying, you know, your dad did that. They're saying, man, your dad robbed those people, man. They're going to kill y'all ass. They're going to kill y'all.
They go to New Orleans, they're dead. Go to Miami, they're dead. Go to Birmingham, they're dead. So we're trying to figure out where the hell we can find them.
All the jewelry and stuff that was taken, it wasn't going to be long before it come up. Somebody, something was going to surface somewhere.
Later he was found shot in the head, and a woman was found with two knives stuck in the neck on both sides.
I got a call about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The guy said, Lieutenant Hudson? Yeah. Boy, your boy just got killed.
From iHeartRadio and Doghouse Pictures, this is Fight Night. I'm Jeff Keating. Chicken Man was in New York getting assurances from Frank Moten and other high-level gangsters that he and his family were safe. But he had to get back to Atlanta to reassure them because the newspapers were telling a different story altogether. Around that same time, Hudson and Amos had received a tip about an apartment used by the robbers before and after the heist. The detectives got a search warrant and investigated the premises. Here's JD with me in 2002 as he recalls the details.
We located the apartment where they had assembled, and I think the Ricky Brown, whoever they called, told them where the apartment was. Because we went to the apartment
that night,
within a couple of days.
Okay.
And you see how we're sitting now? Cigarette lighter, the cigar, smoking the cigarette.
Yeah.
Your books. All of a sudden, like we were to disappear. The very thing as it is. Like we'd have disappeared.
Wait a second. When you guys got there, it looked like that?
Yeah.
Was there still a cigarette burning?
No.
Oh, okay.
There were folded diapers. And unfolded diapers.
Diapers? On the bed. Like baby diapers?
Yeah, baby diapers.
Okay.
On the bed. All right. That was, and on the kitchen table, there was Kentucky Fried Chicken in place, partially eaten.
Okay.
Drinks, partially drink. A pie, a slice of pie where somebody eating one piece off. Matter of fact, we here in the halls, billfold and driver's license left on the table.
They just left.
Which tells me that when the hustler came down Jackson Parkway and tried to get in the apartment, they looked out the window and saw him and got him in that car and took off.
Okay. So you think that all that stuff that you were just describing was left from that night, the night of the robbery?
Oh, yeah.
That's how weird, Mr. Hudson. That's like they just disappeared. They saw it and then...
I figured, I said, hell, if those guys had known how to get into this apartment, they would have killed him.
Right.
But they went down the wrong street.
JD told me that the robbers had a lookout on the walkway outside of the stash apartment. He would have seen any cars turning from Hightower Road into the parking lot directly below them. Once the lookout spotted the gangsters, the robbers quickly grabbed the loot and ran down the back staircase to their getaway cars and sped away on Jackson Parkway. Imagine the panic and chaos of that scene.
Those guys saw me took off. And they went and was driving at least one of the cars was a red convertible Pontiac.
Right.
With a black top. And they took off with the money. And never showed up again.
Right.
At the apartment, Hudson found James Henry Hall's driver's license and bed sheets that matched pillowcases which were found at the crime scene at Handy Drive. These pillowcases were discovered in the duffel bag recovered by the police and were used to collect and haul the cash and jewelry stolen from the partygoers. Here's more about the investigation from JD.
Let me get back to this thing. You've talked to Houston Hammond. You've talked to this guy. He's basically, poor guy, has spilled his guts and has begged you to keep him in prison, to keep him alive. The apartment has obviously been left, everything just sitting there. Because
they ran out into the
street. I got
panicked. They were running for their lives.
Running for their lives. And now you're on the news trying to convince basically the nation and the city that Chicken Man wasn't responsible for this, to keep him alive, even though the Atlanta police and the FBI are saying that he did it and was responsible.
See, I would not ever talk to the FBI because I knew they were going to try to take credit for anything we did. And they started this stuff about some guy they called the boy, some guys in Jacksonville who was supposed to have committed the robbery. And then there were some guys out of Birmingham FBI came with. They gave me the pictures and everything. These are the guys. We got good information. And they committed the robbery. I said, bullshit. Seemed like they were trying to convince us that they had some information out of Baltimore, that somebody out of the Baltimore community. I said, bullshit.
Anytime there's a high profile case in this country, FBI runs by and hollers at you, sit around and listen, watch you work, and try to get in on your interviews. Then he runs back to his office and write up a report about what he's done. And when you lock up somebody, then he writes his report about who he caught. Okay? They're paper shufflers, you know, and most police don't have anything to do with them. Because they sit around and they steal your cases. So the high-profile case attracted them, and they came with all these theories. You know, they're profilers and all these lab experts. All these experts they have, all is a game they play to get those fellow dollars. But they don't, they ain't on it because they just want the publicity.
JD did not have fond memories of working with the FBI. In fact, he didn't seem to respect them either. Even though they were all over this case, JD kept the details of the investigation close to the vest. He and Joe Amos continued to pursue all leads, waiting for a break in the case.
Nothing happened for a while. And Emerson Dorsey got killed.
Remember Emerson Dorsey? He was born in Atlanta and moved to New York City about a decade before the robbery. He became a drug dealer and a stick-up man, and he was driven out of New York by a combination of pressure from Shirley Chisholm, the New York State representative, and the black mafia he had somehow pissed off. JD believed that Emerson put together the crew who pulled off the heist as a means for getting back at New York's black mafia. But in the end, they got to him.
He was killed in his home. And they were investigating, and so I was interested. So I called out and talked to the investigating detectives a couple of times. His sister said she was talking to him on the telephone. And someone knocked on the door. And he said, hold it for a minute, baby. Somebody's on the door. Laid the phone down. Went to the door, and he opened the door and said, come in, man. I'm glad to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. Come on in. And Victor Pond told us, sugar, a friend of mine is here. I'll talk to you later. Well, later he was found shot in the head. And a woman was found cut. She was cut across her breast, across her stomach. And knives, stabbed. two knives stuck in the neck on both sides. She was dead.
Which tells me that they tortured her at gunpoint and made him tell about the robbery. And once he told about the robbery, they killed him.
Where did that take place?
In his home. In Decatur, Georgia.
In Decatur, Georgia. So they found his body shot and her body sliced and stabbed in the neck. They actually found the body to get up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's out.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Welcome back. What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com.
Ooh, is it full of chilling intrigue?
No, it's full of hot savings. CheapCaribbean.com's semi-annual sale is helping you save $200 off your next booking for 4 nights or more. Score site-wide deals to your favorite beaches in Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Let's start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Here are some of the specifics from an Atlanta Constitution article on March 5th, 1971. Dorsey had been shot in the back of the head and above the right eye. He had also been slashed across the face with a knife. His girlfriend was Rachel Worthy. She was found with 4 butcher knives buried in her body, one between the shoulder blades, one in the neck, and 2 in her chest. When relatives called about the bodies after stopping at the house, police noted that they'd been dead for some time. Police also said that Dorsey's 1965 Cadillac was missing. Here's what J.D. thought.
So I surmise that the Emerson was forced to tell somebody, and when he told, they killed him. Then shortly thereafter, I think a day or two later, Babe Ruth was killed.
Baby Ray Humphrey was one of the robbers we told you about from the last episode. We believe he was working under Fast Eddie Parker's command. But J.D. thinks it was Emerson Dorsey who recruited him at Wesley Merritt's pool hall along with another hustler named Charles Lee. This was his response when I asked him where Baby Ray Humphrey and Charles Lee were killed.
In Atlanta somewhere.
And how?
Shot.
Okay.
And had a $30,000 in the trunk of his car.
Gotcha.
And Charles Lee was killed. Nobody knows where that came. Over somewhere around the stadium.
This is from the Atlanta Constitution, March 30th, 1971, about 3 weeks after Emerson Dorsey was killed. Baby Ray Humphrey had been shot in the left temple, execution style, and had been dead for several days when police entered his apartment. Baby Ray had a 6-page arrest record, including recent narcotics charges. In addition to the $35,000 JD mentioned, about $200,000 worth of heroin was also found stashed in a motorcycle in his apartment. We've been unable to find much information about Charles Lee's murder, and when I spoke to JD again, I learned why.
I know about it, but you know, it was
right.
Killing black killers that time, nobody gave a damn.
Nobody gave a damn about black killings. A powerful statement that still resonates in today's society. Baby Ray Humphrey had $35,000 cash and $200,000 in heroin, and his killers didn't even look for it. Charles Lee was killed, and no one seemed to notice. Least of all the newspapers. We can't find anything about his murder. Bookie Brown was dead. We think Lillian Dabney was killed with him. So the robbers still on the run were James Henry Hall, McKinley Rogers, and Fast Eddie Parker. We assumed they were on their way to New York to connect with Richard Wheeler and split the take. Here's Chicken Man and JD discussing the huge obstacle they would face to fence the jewelry they had stolen.
All the jewelry and stuff that was taken, it wasn't going to be long before it come up. Something was going to surface somewhere that would indicate somebody had something to do with it, because it took some rings and watches and women jewelry that would cost a lot of money.
So now what pawnbroker will run the risk of giving somebody some money on some jewelry, and the guy who's the owner of the jewelry comes to that pawn shop, gonna pay him for the jewelry?
Yeah.
He's gonna take his goddamn jewelry.
Yeah,
you know, send his boys there to take his goddamn jewelry.
Yeah,
and take his life if he didn't like it.
If he didn't like it.
The stuff was too hot for anybody to take.
It was too hot.
And they couldn't do anything with the stuff, okay?
That's one of the things that relaxed me.
JD knew it was useless looking at pawn shops for the stolen jewelry. No pawnbroker would touch loot that hot.
There's an article in which I was quoted, press conference. I told them that they better come and find me and give us their bucks, or they're going to die.
JD searched for the robbers while the Black Mafia did the same. He wanted them alive and in jail. But these gangsters, like Frank Moten, wanted them dead. It wasn't about the money. It was about retribution. Here's JD in 2002, sharing details about where they went after they hightailed it out of Atlanta.
Okay. Now let me tell you what happened there.
Okay.
I said they better not go to New York to the dead.
Okay.
They go to New Orleans, they're dead.
Miami.
They go to Miami, they're dead.
Okay.
Go to Birmingham, they're dead. So we're trying to figure out where the hell we could find them. And so we had decided that we were going to go to Jekyll Island. And see if they, I said, if I was them, I'd go to Jekyll Island and hide for a while. Would you believe that they did go to, not Jekyll Island, but to, they went to...
St. Simon?
No, they
Cumberland?
They went to Brunswick, Georgia.
Brunswick, I know where Brunswick is. That's right near there.
Yeah.
A business owner in Brunswick apparently became suspicious when McKinley Rogers and other members in his crew spent wads of cash in his shop, so he called the cops. Local police found out that McKinley Rogers and James Henry Hall used to be classmates in Brunswick, and when they heard about the robbery in Atlanta, they called JD's department.
Joe and I had started to go to Jekyll Island to look for him, because we said if they're smart, they went somewhere like Jekyll Island or someplace, go hide out for a while. And the truth of the matter is they did. They went to Brunswick, Georgia, because that's near where some of the guys who were involved in robbery lived, grew up. I mean. And I was sitting in the office one day, and this guy called, a corporal from the Brunswick Police Department, called and said that he read about their robbery in an Atlanta newspaper, and that there were about 10 people at the Holiday Inn who stayed there for about a week longer, and they wouldn't come out.
We're not sure who else joined McKinley Rogers, James Henry Hall, and Fast Eddie Parker when they left Atlanta, but we do know they were conspicuous when they wouldn't allow the cleaning crew to enter any of their rooms at the hotel in Brunswick.
They made it, I think it's 8 rooms for five. They were about 8 rooms, I believe it is.
Okay.
Y'all are in. And they went out on a buying spree. They bought a home of everything in Brunswick. Clothes, everything.
Okay.
And that's when they ordered their food, the service had to send the food at the door and leave, and they reached out and get it.
Okay.
It wouldn't come out. But when they came out, they bought up all of Brunswick and they left town.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
After McKinley Rogers and his crew aroused suspicion in Brunswick, Georgia, they decided to move on to a different city. According to the Brunswick newspaper, two cops pulled them over on their way out of town and got their identification, but for some reason, they let them go. JD and Joe Amos were about to head to Brunswick, but they got a call from the local police who informed them that the robbers were gone and it would be a wasted trip.
They said they went north on 17 in a couple of cars, one of which was the red Pontiac with the black top.
Wait, one of which was the what?
Was the red Pontiac with the black top.
Who drove that?
I guess it was McKinley Rogers.
Right.
In the meantime, I understand that Henry Hall bought his mother a car, and McKinley Rogers bought his mother a house in Warner Robins, Georgia.
It was a race to see who was going to get first, and the first one got him first.
The red Pontiac with the black top is the same one J.D. described leaving the stash house, and one witness said they saw the same car at the robbery scene on Handy Drive. After the robbers left Brunswick, it was a few months before they were seen again. Here's J.D.
And nobody dreamed these fools would go to New York. But they did. And that's when I said they're dead. They go to New York, they're dead. Because they robbed the black mafia and the black mafia come kill them. And I got a call about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Guy said, Lieutenant Hudson? I said, yeah. Four of your boys just got killed in Brooklyn.
JD talked me through the details of how McKinley Rogers and James Henry Hall were killed. He found out there was a third man in the car named David Phillips. We have no information about him, except he was from Brunswick, Georgia as well. We don't know if he was involved in the robbery or just picked up at some point. We also don't know how, when, or where these guys split from Fast Eddie Parker. Here I am with JD.
damn fools strutting around New York, living it up, and drove in front of Evan Banner's place, Quickest Place. He had a liquor store and a record shop.
Okay.
And stopped in front of his show to understand was pow, 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 pow.
So they go in front of this liquor store in New York. Is it in Harlem?
No, it's in Brooklyn.
It's in Brooklyn. I got it now. Yeah. So they drive in, bam, bam, bam. They're all shot dead.
They stop there because they go into this hustle place. They
think that's nice.
Right. But they're shot dead.
Yeah.
And they put up in front of the wrong place.
Right. And they're shot dead. And so then this is why...
Which tells me that these guys knew in the hell they were.
In retrospect, it looks like the robbers were partying and spending loads of cash in the establishments of the gangsters they robbed. And word got out quickly who and where they were. Looking back in my notes, the name JD just mentioned, Evan Bynum, aka Quickie, was the same name from an earlier portion of my interview when JD asked me to turn off the tape recorder. He only did that one time. I vaguely remember him telling me that he went to visit Quickie in a fancy hotel suite in Atlanta just after the robbery, and that the suite was lined with bodyguards carrying assault rifles. I remember thinking how crazy it was that JD went there alone and didn't seem to care that all these guys were brandishing weapons. He was only interested in information about the robbery. In any case, it seems like Quickie was one powerful gangster. JD called the NYPD when he learned about who was murdered in Brooklyn.
So I called the precinct, they didn't know anything about it. So they sent a sergeant down here to talk to me to find out how I knew about the murder before they knew it. And I went down the damn business. And I went talk to a New York cop anyway. He has some New York cops who were bigger drug dealers than any of the drug dealers in the streets, okay? It's a strange world. You don't know who you're talking to when you talk to a cop.
This is a recurring character trait JD exhibits over the years of talking to him. He's passionately sure of himself and very suspicious of everyone else. He surmises that the NYPD wanted to talk to him about the murders because one of their own had been at the heist. Andrew West, remember, was one of only 5 people out of 100 or more to file a report with the Atlanta police after the robbery. That night, West was a bodyguard for one of the hustlers from New York. Many of these gangsters had bodyguards. JD filled me in on more details about how the robbers were killed and corrected some of the media's misinformation about this incredible story. It's like at times the journalists just didn't even care about the details. Here I am in 2002, surprised at the facts JD has laid out for me.
The research my dad has done, now according to him, and let's go to the notes, these guys, McKinley, James, Houston, and maybe one other person, were indicted on 6 counts of whatever it is by the Fulton County Grand Jury by this attorney, Lewis R. Slayton.
No.
Never happened.
No.
These guys were never indicted.
No.
So where is this?
That's much of shit.
So they were never indicted?
No.
They were never brought in front of a grand jury or anything?
They couldn't be, and they were dead. I thought they better come to me or the husband will kill them, and they did.
And they did, okay. And so those guys were dead. Okay, now, and is that why you told me that there was a funeral for 4 people in Warren and Robbins? Because they brought the bodies back down
right.
Here. Gotcha.
Funeral for 4 people in Warren and Robbins, Georgia.
The newspaper said that Rogers and Hall were indicted along with Houston Hammonds in late November 1970. Rogers and Hall were killed along with Phillips on May 26, 1971, exactly 7 months after the robbery. In that time, Hammonds was arrested, charged, and convicted on possession of weapons. Rogers and Hall were running from this indictment without even knowing it. Here's J.D. Hudson as we quickly recap where the last killings took place.
So they do the robbery, they head down to Brunswick, they head up 17.
We were still actively engaged in the investigation.
When they were killed?
Yes.
Okay, so they stopped in front of this liquor store. Tell me the name again of the liquor store. Or the gentleman's name?
Quickie.
What's his full name?
Evan Bynum.
J.D. assumed that the last killings occurred in front of Evan Bynum's place in Brooklyn, which would add to the long list of dead robbers. Bookie Brown, Lillian Dabney, Baby Ray Humphrey, Charles Lee, McKinley Rogers, and James Henry Hall. And since Emerson Dorsey and his down woman had been murdered in Atlanta, in his mind, the case was over. But what about Fast Eddie Parker, Richard Wheeler's enforcer? If gangsters like Evan Bynum and Frank Moten were really that ruthless, and they were, there's no way they would ever stop searching. They would ever stop hunting until everyone that was involved or responsible for the robbery was dead.
Fight Night is a joint production from iHeartRadio, Will Packer Media, and Doghouse Pictures in association with Psychopia Pictures. Produced and hosted by Jeff Keating. Executive producers are Will Packer, James Lopez, Kenny Burns, Dan Bush, Lars Jacobson, and Noel Brown. Supervising producer is Taylor Chicoine. Story editors are Noel Brown and Dan Bush. Written by Jeff Keating and Jim Roberts. Edited by Matt Owen. Mixing and sound design by Jeremiah Kulani Prescott. Music written and performed by the Diamond Street Players. Additional music by Ben Lovett. Audio archives courtesy of WSB News, Film, and Videotape Collection, Brown Media Archives, University of Georgia Libraries. Special thanks to Dr. Maurice Hobson and David Davis.
Fight Night is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.